it's time for the weekly stars, and we'll kick off with Aries. Sharina?
We certainly will. Okay, Aries. Aries, this week is all about taking risks, speaking up for what you believe in and want, and not sitting on the fence. It's also a time that you're going to take charge of your life and lead it to where you, Aries, want it to go.
Okay. Taurus.
You're going to be a person to be reckoned with.
Good-o. Taurus is next, Sharina.
Harmony is the utmost importance this week, and also taking care of your health. Could be a few emotional upheavals to get through, either with yourself or close family members. An ending will bring on a new beginning.
Okay. Next up's Gemini.
A lasting commitment. And it's party time. And happy birthday to June, my mum, on Friday. And it's an ideal time to marry or form a long-lasting relationship in this period ahead for you. So it's looking between now and October. Very, very positive for Geminis.
Okay, what's happening for
Learning new skills like a trike.
What's happening for Cancer?
Okay, Cancer. Patience is going to be needed this week, and socially you're having a ball. It's an excellent time for communication, climbing the career or financial ladder. And you could also find yourself at the right place at the right time to meet that special ooh-la-la someone or opportunity for work.
Leo's next.
Love is set to sizzle and travel is also highly likely. It's a time to make some changes, whether it's a new career, a new job, a new address, or even a partner that could be likely to materialise over the next few weeks. It's also a time to face up to your challenges and problems rather than sweeping things under the carpet.
Next along's Virgo.
Restrictions around finances could cause frustrations and maybe a health concern or one or two, as some could find themselves becoming workaholics. So it's important to take time out to rest and relax. Stay focused on your goals. And if you're not afraid of hard work, you're going to be dumbfounded by what you achieve this next 6 months.
Lovely. Libra is next.
Passionate affairs are more common in this cycle than most, so avoid temptations. The need for security leads to many singles getting mixed up in relationships they should not be in just for the sake of having someone in their life. However, a lot can be achieved, especially this week.
Next up, Scorpio.
You've got ants in your pants. There's a need. It's like the terrible restless energies everywhere. The need to run away from problems, to travel, to change your life is what this week is all about. It's a turning point. Career opportunities could also present themselves.
And Sagittarius is next.
Strong advancement on the work front, likely. Lots of challenges and added responsibilities will make this week very busy. You may feel the need to change your appearance, reinvent yourself, get a new swoon, travel overseas or see your own country. Lots of movement likely.
Okay, next along is Capricorn.
The next few weeks will be extremely busy for you. Starting now, your family is going to be heavily in demand and this could lead to a build-up of resentment as there will be periods when it seems there's no time for your own needs. However, feel so rewarded by the end of the week and realise how truly loved you are.
Next up's Aquarius.
It's a cracker. You've put in the efforts and worked hard. You're going to have an added strength to your aura that will see you march forward in leaps and bounds. This is a time to make major purchases, move up the career ladder and zoom ahead in romance and business.
And last but not least, Sharina is Pisces.
It's a very important time to get rid of all the clutter in your life. This means frustrating relationships, friendships, business deals that have gone sour and other emotional baggage. It's a time that's all about spiritual growth and the key to success is to rise above your own problems by getting involved in other people's or helping others less fortunate. There's obstacles to overcome, but the rewards will be worth it. SharinaStar.com is the website for private readings. And not forgetting also that we've got the award-winning restaurant Seacliff at Wollongong, the psychic dinner out there. It's going to have barramundi and salt and pepper prawns, but there's also lots of other things included.